Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association joining us in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Have you found yourself with more ground to cover this spring? DuPont Pioneer has a great supply of corn, soybean, and sorghum seed to meet all your in-season needs, and they're locally tested to ensure success on your acres. Every Pioneer brand product contains a total package of proven traits and world-class genetics, and our unmatched network of local DuPont Pioneer field teams and Pioneer sales professionals are here to help you get the most out of every acre of your farm. Contact your local Pioneer sales professional today for localized solutions and the kind of tireless support you can depend upon. Down through the years, small business and several agricultural groups have fought hard to totally eliminate the so-called death tax, the estate tax. And this last week, the U.S. House of Representatives gave them a great win as the House voting a total repeal of the estate tax. Only problem is, for supporters of the elimination of the death tax, that vote in the House this last week may be about all they get. They may get some consideration in the U.S. Senate, but there's little chance that President Barack Obama would ever go along with a total repeal of the estate tax. Nonetheless, for supporters like Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the vote in the House this last week totally repealing the death tax is a great win.
And this is a huge victory, Ron, because not only did we pass it, but we passed it with a pretty significant margin. It even had several Democrats come over and join us. And I think it's a good sign that maybe finally we have been able to convince these members of Congress, especially the House, that the death tax repeal is not going to help the Paris Hiltons of the world, because they can already afford the attorneys and the accountants to protect their assets. This is going to help true small businessmen and women and farmers and ranchers who oftentimes find themselves asset rich and cash poor and are the ones that are typically hit by the death tax. So to have that finally resonate, to get such a good victory on our hands, is really something that we're very proud of. Of course, as you mentioned, the question is what will happen next, because we still have to get it through the Senate, and then ultimately it's going to have to be something that would pass muster with the president, which is going to be hard when it comes to this issue.
A huge win for folks that want to see a total repeal of the death tax in the House. Question is, Colin, what about the Senate? Will they go on record, you think, before the end of this year?
We do believe that they're going to pick it up, just because we have seen as much support for addressing the death tax on the Senate side as we have on the House side. We have Senator Thune, who has really been a leader on this. So we are expecting some action. The question is when, whether or not it will be standalone or if it will be rolled into a bigger tax reform package, which is something we support. We need a bigger tax reform package to be passed out of Congress that addresses not only death tax, but things such as making the Section 179 expensing permanent, conservation easement tax incentives permanent, things like that that we've just been doing piecemeal over the past several years that we need to make sure are in permanent statute.
Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Of course, it could get interesting when dealing with the White House if you fold in permanent repeal of the death tax with some of these other tax provisions. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.